is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like When Calls the Heart.
I'm Dan, and I despise When Calls the Heart, and this is the
Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
Yeah, I think we should.
Oh yeah.
I think we should.
Definitely.
Mother, may I?
You may. Yeah.
You may. You went goat there at the end. It was wild.
Goat mama.
Guys, what a blessing it is to be here with my friends today. Mm-hmm. I just love you guys, and I love doing this show, and I'm happy that we get to do it every single day.
Isn't it wonderful?
Isn't it wonderful?
What song is that?
Instead of isn't she lovely?
Isn't she lovely? You went, yes. Isn't it?
Because the second line of that song is wonderful.
All you do is sing the second song, second line.
Yeah, I missed that. That was on me.
That was on you.
That was on me.
Yeah.
There's so many reasons why people should join Bramble Jam Plus. And we can name all of them.
Oh, so many.
But we'd
reasons.
Be here all day. That's but right. For all of the history or history buffs out there.
That's right.
That's a reason why you should join, because a special
bonus live history or history.
Yeah, you might be wondering, where would you possibly do a live podcast?
We have an audience of over 100 people.
Yep.
On a Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m. That's right.
Where could we do such a thing? How?
You'd have to join Bramble Jam Plus.
That's exactly right. It is a thrilling episode, and you can head to BrambleJamPlus.com and sign up now.
That's right.
To do that. And you'll just, boom, it's right
there.
There's
a Ray Bolts joke.
It crushes.
It lands on deaf ears.
Yes.
There's a Franz Ferdinand joke, which lands on deafer ears somehow.
Yeah.
And those two are worth the $10 a month. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
They were perfect.
Yeah.
Take me out.
Oh, so great.
Have back my dip with your hair. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I think people aren't. People don't like it anymore, though.
They don't?
No, I just found out in my ear.
Oh no.
Wrigley.
Hello there.
How you doing, buddy? Haven't heard from you all week.
Tip of the cap to you. That's a great week. Yeah.
I am shocked.
You could not stop bragging about your week. Just showboating around the office like a little peacock. Just running around talking about how good a week you had. Nice job, Brent.
Rick, how was your weekend, buddy?
Mine was fine. Thanks for finally asking.
Did you do anything productive?
Oh, not really. Tried to redo the bar at Fitzy's.
What do you mean you tried to redo the bar? What was
I thought maybe we'd go with a different, like, different look.
Okay, what was wrong with the old look?
Well, it was just a little too traditional, you know what I mean?
Well, what kind of look would you go?
Spikes.
Spikes?
Yeah, a lot of spikes.
That seems like it would hinder drinking.
But it looks so BA.
It does look BA. That's accurate.
Spikes. Every time you go to a bar, you see spikes everywhere. You're like, this is a place for me.
I wouldn't personally, no.
That seems uncomfortable.
It was. We had a bunch of injuries. Poor Lester. He's been there since 86. He sat down on his stool and just got straight impaled.
Is he okay?
No,
you did.
He
I
is
thought
not.
You were just doing the
what
bar.
What do you think impaled means, Panda?
I was hoping.
No, I went hard on the spikes. It was everywhere. Seats, bar, top, table.
Rick, I want you to succeed.
I can also sneak my ciggies right in there. Nobody can tell because they're in between all the spikes. It's like a reverse glass jar carnival game. You don't want to ring the. You want to stick your ciggy in between them.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's wild.
It is.
And Fitzy didn't know you were doing this?
Fitzy just scrapped the whole thing. So not a great week for me, if I'm being
so
honest.
So you spent how long?
Yeah, a while. It was all week, really.
All week doing
spikes.
Where was Fitzy?
Fitzy was out. He was on vacay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So while Fitzy's
so
out, the spikes
are Buc-ee's in Texas for a week.
Dude, you get lost at a Buc-ee's. That's
every
what I hear.
April he does
first Buc-ee's coming to Anderson.
Yeah,
can you believe it?
No, Anderson?
Anderson.
True story.
Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
What?
It's going to take $3 million of infrastructure redo before they can put the Buc-ee's in. So not coming anytime soon.
Oh, my gosh.
But in a few years.
People Buc-ee's, are going nuts about Buc-ee's.
Yeah, because it's the greatest place on earth.
I mean, it's fine.
Hey, can we, if we road trip, can we go there? Stop.
There won't be one in between.
I think there is.
There's one in Georgia, but I think it's gonna be out of the way.
Yeah,
what if we didn't, though?
I think all the Buc-ee's are all the Buc-ee's are west of us.
They're
right?
They're west, correct? Yes.
I'm going to do a Bucky.
Okay, locating. Do a quick Bucky buck.
You're going to do a Bucky locating.
Great. A Bucky locating service. So, Rick, sorry to hear that, buddy.
Yep, no. Congrats on your good week, though.
You don't need to be snarky about it.
I'm not. It was a good week. You kept talking about it. You just kept crowing like a crow.
Guys, do you know what today's episode of When Calls the Heart is called?
Heart of the Mountie.
Good job!
Is it called Heart of a Mountie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see it?
I did. Fantastic. I'm sorry.
I'm going back.
The one I remembered because I was like, that's a terrible name.
It originally aired on May 5th, 2009, and it went.
It did not air on 2009, I promise you.
2019.
2009, I'm here, baby.
Nope.
No? Oh, no. I bought it for nothing. I'll see you later.
Hey, 2009 guy?
Yeah, what up?
Who are you?
Oh, you don't want to know nothing about me.
Wow. All right.
Somebody bought 2009.
For what reason?
I don't know. They're never going to get any play. It's crazy.
All right, but 2009 guy, wait. Christmas in July is coming. If ever there was a time.
Christmas in July. Zippity bat bat boom.
Don't know.
I play the marimba on the regular. Florida.
Well, I know it's in Florida, but in relation to where we're going to be going.
Did he say he played the marimba on the regular? Yeah.
And it went a little something like this. Abigail's mother's sick. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. Personally,
no.
If I were to...
Nothing a little bit of money can't fix.
Maybe she's like not really sick. Like maybe she's just like photoshopped or something. Lucas is doing magic as you do. And the ladies freaking love it. I don't know what Lucas has that every other magician doesn't have, but the ladies love the magic. Jesse with the face, which by the way, Panda brought up Jesse with the face earlier, and the only reason I knew what he was talking about is because he said face first.
Yep. He said face.
That's exactly right. Jesse with the face hates magic and confronts Lucas. A new fella tries to break up this little tussle, and Jesse punches him in the face. Turns out that fella is a new Mountie, Nathan. Nay. Every time I say Nathan, the crowd's going to say nay. It's going to be really great.
Oh, fantastic.
We'll see what happens. The next day, he puts his Mountie out uniform on, and he is pulling it off. Rosemary gets a phone, and Lee's not happy. It's going to be great, guys. Trust me. Faith tells Rosemary that she and Carson decided to just remain friends. But after she leaves, we find out that she's lying. They're dating. No one wants Rosemary to know anything. Suddenly, a horse and carriage start going crazy, riding through town, yelling, I've been robbed. I've been robbed. Apparently, the guy's been robbed. It's Lee's payroll guy, and the payroll's been robbed. And it's at this point that Elizabeth sees the new Mountie, Nathan.
Nay.
We'll work on it. The whole crowd, Panda, the whole crowd. We got a Bucky update?
Yeah, I think it's right on the way to the road.
You think so?
I think we can stop. I think it might just be a few minutes out of the way.
Where is it?
It's in St. Augustine.
Okay, St. Augustine's on the way.
And that is on, I believe, kind of on the way.
It's on the way.
Yeah, it's on the way. Guys, this is happening.
You're getting trembly fingers.
I'm.
Have you never been to one?
No,
I've never been to a Bucky's.
Neither one of you.
No,
I mean you could be underwhelmed. I think based upon this reaction in April,
I don't think
for a June trip, but it's pretty great. I mean,
can we buy swag?
Yes,
yeah, we can buy swag. I mean, however much money you got, you can spend it.
Can it be? How about the company? Can the
company business expense, expense for Bucky's swag?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want a Bucky's hat.
We've done worse.
And a Bucky shirt.
Oh, God, no.
Can I get a Bucky, too?
We're not made of money. Maybe we put a little thing up and people can buy us Bucky swag.
There you go.
Yes.
It's the Bucky's button. You click the button.
Bucky's button. I love it.
Anywho.
Somebody call for marimba?
No.
Ding, dong, dong, ding, dong, dong.
I love that guy.
2009 is going to be wild when we get there. So, anywho, Elizabeth sees Nathan.
Nay!
Nay!
Guys, it's the whole crowd. And
I'm sorry, I'm working over here. There's a few spikes left. I'm trying to, things are getting ripped all over the place. I'm doing my best.
And she is
things
very,
like my pants.
You didn't ask, Rick. That's not how the pants joke works.
It's not a joke.
You just get to offer it up.
Every time I say my pants, I mean it.
Every time?
Every time.
Hogwash.
You know what else is hogwash?
What?
My pants.
Didn't think he double pants me.
He pants you hard, pal. Mm. Lee goes with Nathan to see if he can find payroll. I said the name. Guys, are you... Sheesh.
It's a bad bit, Brand.
It's a bad bit because you have to pay attention,
no,
Panda.
You didn't say Nathan. You said Lucas, right?
No, I said Nathan. Lee goes with Nathan.
It's a bad bit.
Nay.
I'm trying to.
You guys don't like the bit because you got to work hard. This is usually your right, 5 minute break.
I'm locked in. I'm locked in. Let's do
this. This is your 5 minute break where you get to tinker on Zoom.
It's Easter Sunday. I'm all out of call and repeat, man.
All right, come on. Do it.
Okay. So Lee goes with Nathan.
Nay!
Hey.
It's funny, guys. To see if he can find payroll. The class is doing some debating, and it's a good time. Lee is taken aback by how little Nathan talks.
Nay!
Rosemary keeps calling Lee at work. Would you believe it? He's annoyed. Bill and Nathan Nay! Work on the case together. Rosemary pokes around and realizes that Faith lied to her, but he's happy about it. Rosemary makes Lee look feel good. So he decides to let her keep the phone. Nathan
Nay!
And Bill cracked
you
the case.
Out. It took a minute, and you were like, all right, that was fun.
They cracked the case. It was an inside job. The guy who was driving the thing, they took it. Rosemary put together a secret dinner for Carson and Faith so that they could have a romantic night together while keeping their secret. And lastly, Elizabeth introduces herself to Nathan.
Nay!
And he gives her her pension from the death. And she's happy. And that, my friends, was
When Calls the Heart. Heart of the Mountie.
We did it.
We did do it. You guys crushed that.
Thank you.
It's going to take off.
It won't.
To be fair to Panda, A, terrible bit. B, he gets to go to a Bucky's in 2 months. And you're going to throw a bit at him cold?
True. That was
that wasn't tough, fair. Man. That wasn't
all
fair.
I could think about was I'm going to walk around there and just get so much stuff. I can't wait.
Someone has.
I'm going to get the biggest fountain drink I could possibly
Holly
get.
Holly Goodfellow has already Venmo'd us money for Bucky's.
Yeah! It begins! Bucky's! Bucky's, Bucky's, Bucky's.
Panda, do the clap over your head. Okay.
Bucky's, oh my Bucky's.
God. You have crazy orangutan arms, and I love them.
It is just absurd.
It's wild how floppy your arms are.
Every which way but loose up there, buddy. It's the wrists that you have. No one claps with this going on. You keep them all together a little bit, right?
That's how you get maximum oomph.
Hey, Dan, what's that Venmo?
I'm not calling it out. At Bramble Jam Podcast.
We'll be right back here on October.
Yes.
We're back, everybody. We're talking about Winkle's Heart, the Heart of the Mountie. Heart of a Mountie. Not the Mountie. There's not just one.
Also, both of us were like, we gotta match it. We gotta match them.
We gotta match. It's a match. It's a match.
What do
So the people just can straight up Venmo us.
Venmo us for Bucky swag.
And if they put it in the memo, like that's legally
ironclad.
Required, right?
Even if we were going bankrupt, we would have to keep enough money.
We have a new bank account. It's just called the Bucky's Bank.
Bucky's Bramble swag. Jam's going down, but I've got my Bucky the Beaver Snuggie, and it's going to be awesome.
All right, everybody. Let's get down to business. Let's start with a hot take. Panda, what do you think about this one?
Yeah, I'm here for some excitement. A little less than the past few weeks.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But, man, there was kind of a fight going on at one point in the bar with Face and the other guy.
Nathan.
It was all of them, actually, right?
Yeah.
Lucas.
Yeah, all of them.
They
were all correct.
Nathan, they were on there.
Nathan is here. I love that we're getting some Mountie stuff. There's a little bit of. Sorry.
Do you have indigestion right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I do. I got overly excited and the diet soda did not settle correctly. And so there was a little bit of. It got hung in the throat. This isn't the strongest of the episodes this season.
Oh, really?
But it's okay. The debate thing didn't really work for me.
Get out of town.
Lucas is still shady, and Nathan seems like a real upstanding citizen, and he seems tough, and I like it. The end.
Yeah, I hated this episode.
Yeah, it's because it sucks.
This is what it's frustrating. Listen, guys, I know you don't need me to tell you this, but crime affects more than just the person who did the crime. Affects a lot of people.
Like for instance, there were kids that didn't get into USC because of that.
Yeah, sure, them. But also guys like us that watch When Calls the Heart years later. It affects us. We get into a groove, and then Abigail's gone, and they have to restart the season 4 episodes in.
You know, they paused it for like 3 months.
It's just hard on us. It's hard on us.
I hope her mom's okay in the show.
No, yeah, I don't. I hope her mom dies. Because this was hard. This was tough. I felt like we were in a groove. I've stood up for this show more times than I should ever legally be allowed to.
No kidding. You guys get fooled so many
times.
And
then this episode happens, and it's just wrong. It's just wrong. That's all I'm going to say about the matter. Dan?
Yeah, the cool thing about being consistent with how bad this show is I don't ever have to get disappointed. It was once again the worst 42 minutes of my week. Again, pretty much every week. I think 1 week my dog died, and that was worse. But by and large, this is the worst 42 minutes
and
of my
you
week.
Got pied in the face this week by a random stranger.
I did. And then they said something about Frankie Muniz afterwards. I think it was Tracy. That's the only person talking about Frankie Muniz.
What? What are you, the only person?
Trace.
He was trending.
Did you pie me in the face, Trace?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I needed to know.
Shove off.
Thank you. This is it. That has to do with anything. An embarrassment of riches. And when I say riches, I mean just bad, bad television. I just.
It's not bad.
This episode's awful.
How am I the biggest on this season so far?
Because no, you're not the biggest on this season. You're the biggest on this episode.
But you've made your bed. You don't want to go too far back. You just say the episode's bad.
It's not, though.
It is.
The debate's not great.
It's all bad.
But there's a little bit of shenanigans going on about the person riding the cart.
Everybody knew that they stole the payroll as soon as they showed up.
I did not.
Oh, my gosh.
So when that came out, I went, oh.
Must be nice.
Do we get any more Venmos yet?
We got no more Venmos because we're recording it live for like 20 people.
Well, no one wants us to go to Bucky's, and that bums me out.
No,
that's what I'm learning.
We shouldn't be asking people that already support us to send us money for Bucky's.
I'm not asking for that.
Okay, good.
If they want to, though.
It's embarrassing.
Because we're legally required to use it for Bucky's.
As embarrassing as the episode of television of When Calls the Heart.
Probable.
It's real bad. Everybody is kind of at their worst.
Did they shoot a whole season and then they had to?
No, I looked it up.
What? How far in were they?
In like February, March, and then the next one didn't air until May.
Wow.
So they clearly had to retool stuff.
I wonder how much they had to reshoot.
And then there was the voiceover is clearly later on. The voiceover by Elizabeth has been added. So like they kept some scenes and then they had to retool and then they deleted all of Abigail's scenes and had to shoot other stuff to fill in the episodes.
How come Cody had to go MIA?
Take it to the house. I don't know.
Because that impacts that kid.
It does.
That's his
paycheck.
It is unfair to him.
Can you imagine waking up to that news being Cody? Just like every week of your life, you bring in a royalty check more sizable than what we're ever going to make. And then 1 week you wake up and you're like, what?
You think that Cody makes more than we do?
In 6 years of When Calls the Heart, and all of those run on Netflix for years, and Prime,
yeah.
Cody has made bank. Period. He has. End of story. Robert comes along a little later. Cody's been around since the beginning.
Remember Pockets?
Boy, do we. Those were the days. Yeah. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
It's terrible.
We didn't know how good we had it with
Feels.
Pockets.
Feels. Panda?
Yeah.
I will say I felt for Lee in this episode a lot. Like, it hurt my heart.
Women, am I right?
No, it wasn't that. It was just I hate being interrupted on any level when I'm in the middle of work. Like, I do not like being interrupted consistently. But when somebody, like, repeatedly is calling you, like, that's just a lot. Like, that is a lot.
What's tough for me about it is that I feel like this felt like...
But he does love her.
This felt like the creators and writers of When Calls the Heart going, women, am I right?
Yeah, no, it was awful, that whole bit. But also, it plays into Rosemary's
character.
But
it was... I still was frustrated at Rosemary.
Yes.
Even though I felt the storyline was terrible, I still was like, somebody take the phone out of the house now. That's all I could think of. Well,
but part of the problem is, and this is, they've backed themselves into a corner with Rosemary's character. She's just fundamentally not very likable. But, like, occasionally she'll do something likable, but, like, no one trusts her.
But the problem is that, as you've seen with Gowan, they don't care about that. They've already done it with her. They turn Rosemary from a, I care all the time about everything, to, here, have this dress for free. And in this episode is, she literally has a phone. She's literally the town gossip. And then it turns into, I'm not telling you anything about Faith and Carson. Like, they don't care about character or structure, Panda. They'll just write whatever suits them on a whim. It doesn't matter. Rosemary can be annoying one day and the most trustworthy person the next. It's because it's bad television. It's embarrassing. Sorry.
Just felt like you guys were really getting mad at each other.
No, I'm just mad at the show, really. I love you.
No, I love you. I'm not mad at you right now.
Right
my feels is a very specific moment where Bill goes behind a tree. And Nathan starts shooting guns in the air. Mm-hmm. And you see Bill's face go from pure shock to son of a gun. And very quickly, it was expert acting. And I love that scene. It just made me giggle inside. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Dan?
Yeah, no. There's no feels for me.
We'll be right here in the Dalmark. Right on. We're back, everybody. We're talking about When Calls the Heart. Season 6, episode 4, the reboot of the season. Let's talk about Wait What's. Panda?
First of all, I don't know. I thought that they would do something a little different for Abigail, just dismissing her. But they dismiss her in quite the... Yeah.
That's right. Just said she's going to see old grandma.
They leave it really wide open. I really thought that they would have just...
Well, probably, you know, at that point, they probably were hoping.
Innocent until proven guilty.
People would forget.
But they knew at that point it wasn't looking
great. No, this was before she was indicted or anything. This was like when they announced, like when it just started all coming out.
Wild.
Yep.
When she gets guilty, someone comes in and just says, her mom's dead. That's how they kind of...
Jesse swings wildly as a character between being
the worst and even worse.
Can I say this?
The most generic dude in the entire world.
Got a face.
Overly aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, he has not shown, he wasn't even sure he was going to ask this girl out. And then somebody makes some goofy gesture of kissing a hand and he goes ham.
But the thing is,
calm it down,
buddy. This girl is doing this to pay off his debt. She's working there to pay off his debt for him.
Yes.
Jesse, kick rocks, bro. Go hang out with Robert. Make kids splash with water and act like they're waves. Do something with your life aside from this. You're awful.
Yeah. My last they're trying to keep Faith and Carson's relationship hidden.
Hush, hush.
Hush, hush. I don't know how successful you are when you throw a candlelight dinner in the only illuminated building downtown. And it is full lights. Anyone can look in.
Might
and they're having a candlelight dinner. I don't know if that's really keeping it as hush-hush as you think it is, gang. So there you go.
So Nathan gets his pants dirty. at one point. And then he says the line, I guess I have to get my pants cleaned. Well, bud.
Nay. Sorry, I'm late there, man.
That's good. No, you're all good. Well, bud, probably should clean your pants anyway, seeing as how you ride a smelly horse around and you live. You should wash your pants. You should wash your pants, Nathan, you weirdo. I've never noticed a lunge cowbell before. I'm fairly convinced.
The large cowbell that Elizabeth uses?
Yeah.
She uses it like every episode. Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe just this time she used it.
Extra long.
Extra long.
Yeah, it was an extra beat there.
Okay. There was a solid 10 plus seconds of cowbell. Still need more of it.
You nailed it, buddy.
Thanks, guys. There's no purpose.
Right? Nope, Nathan, no, you didn't say
there's no purpose for Bill now.
Oh, there's man.
No purpose
I've
for
got
Bill.
Thoughts there.
We have a Mountie.
That's right.
Now, let it be known, Bill became sheriff
when Jack had to leave.
Yes.
And they didn't have a Mountie replacement.
Right. And no one asked him to.
No, none at all.
Right.
Probably made a bad
There's
himself.
No point
no.
for him now.
There hasn't been a point for Bill in a long time.
Right.
But now that there's a Mountie here, for them to have just the complete and utter disregard for anything they set up prior, for Bill to say, hey, I come with the desk. You're going to have to share a desk with
me.
No. This tiny town needs two law enforcers all of a sudden. It's barely got eight people in it.
But Bill, I think Bill's doing it for free, isn't he? He's not getting paid.
Yeah, he's not getting paid.
He's independently wealthy.
I think at this point it doesn't matter. I think he's just...
I mean, he gets money from Abigail, well, it's just which he's now running.
A classic way of them... I mean, look, when he was sheriff, they didn't have anything for him to do.
Yeah.
He's running around with like 9-year-olds doing Encyclopedia Brown mysteries. Like he wouldn't do anything, right? But like, they don't have anything for this guy to do.
Yeah. And so he is going to run Abigail's.
They're
now.
Just...
They say
like,
that.
Open about it now. Yeah. They're just like, the desk comes with Bill. All right, I guess you're a Mountie without a desk then, Chief. All right, great.
Can you imagine, though, how bummed you are if you're the guy who decides to steal payroll and you ride into town and you see the new Mounties there on that day? Mm-hmm. You ride in, today's the day. Let's go. Found it. It's here. Just should have just not done it. Mounties in town, pal. Someone with real, authority. I got to know more about the lasagna debate. Unfortunately, what we heard most of was the car horse debate that cars are clearly superior. But what we didn't get to hear was just a snippet. All we heard was a snippet of the great lasagna debate. And I want to know what is that debate? Because I'm here for it. And I found out this week that Bill and Elizabeth are friends. I didn't know that they were. They had a full conversation by themselves walking. Didn't know that they even knew each other, to be honest with you.
That was new when all of Abigail's stuff got out.
So what?
We lost the scene with Bill. What are we going to do?
Are Bill and Elizabeth friends?
Doesn't matter. Just get them in there.
They've never been on set the same day. We don't know.
But they have a full-blown conversation. Good on them.
Good on them.
Good buddies. Yeah. Good buddies. Dan?
Are doctor visits free? Are they free in Hope Valley? Because Rosemary decides that of all the places in Hope Valley that she can talk to Faith about the Carson situation, she decides the best place to do that is to go in, fake a wrist injury, and talk to Faith for the few minutes that Dr. Carson's out of the room. You could literally find her anywhere else. You could find her at the saloon. You could find her at the cafe. You could find her while Lee's at work. You could go over and ask her to come by your house. So many ways that you could do this. And she decides to fake an injury and pay for a doctor's appointment. Unless doctor appointments are free.
Well,
still a bad plan.
In previous episodes, we found out that it just depends on the person.
It depends on the person. Still a terrible plan, though. Carson's in the next room, right? Yeah.
And also, Rosemary clearly has demeans.
Yeah. Okay. Can we determine what year it is or take a guess?
Do someone have a guess? 14.
So the show started in 1911, and this is 1914
sure.
now. So 6 seasons, 3 years.
Why not?
Okay. Because either
we've had 3 Christmases.
I am here to give the show a lot of credit for a joke or make fun of them for not knowing history. And I guess I'm giving them credit for a joke. When Rosemary is giving the defense of why she needs a phone in the house, which that's another way. What? How does Lee not see the giant wire that has to come in through the window? That's not a wire that's like, this is a wire that's run down the street through the window. How does he not notice that? Neither here nor there. She says the reason that she needs one is what if there's a plague? Well, have I got a Spanish flu for you? Because in 1918, there was an actual pandemic. The reason I thought this was like 1920 is because of the stock storyline from a couple of weeks ago. So either they're making a funny joke or it's one of the most tone-deaf lines of all time to say, during an actual pandemic, what if there's a plague out there? I don't know which it is.
It's definitely not 1918. You know,
it's definitely not 1918.
It's definitely before that.
It's definitely before that. You know that for sure.
I'm 100%
confident. 100%
confident. Because I'm fairly certain I recently saw that they're just now in 1919.
Oh, wow. There you have it. So I want to get this straight. Elizabeth is teaching debate, and her version of teaching debate is have two kids sit in chairs, stare an inch apart from each other, and yell at each other's faces, unless you're talking about cars. If you're talking about cars, you get 3 minutes, and then if you interrupt her, so help me, I'm going to bring the wrath of God down. But as soon as the horse person starts talking, cars just interrupting as much as possible, and Elizabeth is like, this is great.
Because cars are awesome. Clearly better.
And then I don't want to drag out any horse people again. But they said horses can only go 30 miles in a day. I looked it up. Horses can travel way more than 30 miles in a day, gang. Like thoroughbreds can go over 100. What is this 30 miles in a day thing? What is it? Cars in 1914?
But maybe that was the best information they had in 1914.
At the time.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have Google back then.
But cars not can even do ask much James. More than that without a fill up.
Yeah, but imagine that all you have is a book that says, horses, what do we really know about them?
And so all the years of people riding horses in war, there's never a single story of a horse going more than 30 miles before dying.
Not this side of
This side of there, for sure. And then lastly, Bill says the reason he can't accompany... I did not. Bill can't accompany Nathan. Nay! To out to the
funny, canyon. It's funny.
Out to the canyon is because he has to stay here and question the witnesses. There are two witnesses. That's it. It is not, he's got a full docket, right? It's like, hold on, two real quick, pop, pop, and then go. No, can't do both. That'd be crazy. Then we get Lee something to do. Rosemary decides she's going to take the tact of not being a gossip for once in her godforsaken life. And somebody at the mercantile is like, did you see Faith and Carson? And Rosemary's like, no, there's nothing going on. And they're like, you're lying. And she specifically says, we're not lying. Rosemary, you are being a good friend. You're also lying. I'm sorry. If you look at someone straight in the face after you just made a candlelit dinner for them and you say, there's nothing going on, that, look, I'm not here to get into an ethical quandary with you. You just lied. Period. You did. Don't say we're not lying. Say anything else.
Big whoop.
I mean, come on. Be better.
Big whoop, I say.
Big whoop, I say. I don't disagree, Bran. I'm just saying, don't say you're not lying. That's another lie. Now you double lie.
You got to double down on double lying. Lie situation. Don't but if you do two lies, lie. Make a right.
That's true.
Or right. A lying K.
Three do.
That's right. Here's a question for you guys. Are you ready for the hopes and valleys?
Yeah.
Sure am.
Talk about the things we're looking forward to and or bumming us out when it comes to When Calls the Heart, Panda.
They really give more action to the story. Like Nathan and Bill go out. I like this group. I like these guys together.
So you like Nathan and Bill?
I do. I wish I would have been able to see more Lucas this episode. So here's to having more Lucas. What's bumming me out is I know that there's a love triangle going on, and I just don't feel like it fits with these guys. Like,
you've had one moment with both of them.
But I just...
You can just tell that neither one of them are right for Elizabeth?
Yeah, I just don't think either one is.
Wow.
I think they're going to try to force something there. And I like that Elizabeth isn't letting her... She's guarding her heart right now.
Amen.
And I think that's really important.
Great. But that doesn't mean that one of them can't be right for her.
No, just because
she's guarding her heart.
But I just don't. I don't.
You think maybe they're not right for her because they literally give her nothing to do at all ever.
Yeah, that could be.
That's the valley of the season, right? Like, we can disagree on the quality of the season, but the valley of the season is that what once was the main character of this show literally is left
reduced to a C character.
Oh, at best, C character. She doesn't have it. Poor Aaron has nothing to do, and it's a waste of time and talent and all that stuff. You'd agree with that, right, Brian?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. My valley, something that I'm deathly afraid of, is that we never get back to Lucas and his case of stuff. Because now, in real life, months have gone by.
It's not happening.
It's possible that they're hoping we just forgot.
Keep thinking you're watching a real TV show. But
they brought it back as a recap for the start of the
show. Oh, they did? I didn't watch the recap.
Well, that's good news.
That's good news. So that does give me hope.
Yeah.
That's interesting that they brought in the recap of an episode, but they didn't do anything with it. Yeah, right. Episode.
I thought it was weird too.
That's not helpful, actually. Now it's worrisome again. Now I'm back to being worried. Man.
Maybe they don't understand how recaps work.
Yeah, usually you recap things that are going to be important. There
should like have
be important to the episode.
Hey, should we add this clip in?
Choose six random scenes.
This clip. Throw that one in there, too. Right.
Hey, guys, remember when you guys remember when Cody and Robert cut that cake in half? Throw it in the recap for fun.
Give them a break. The last episode was 3 months prior, so it could have been a recap of almost like the previous season, which doesn't always pay off in the first
episode. Yeah, but what I'm saying is if they weren't planning on doing anything with it,
but
I'm hopeful.
But that's hopeful.
I'm hopeful. Yeah. But also scared.
Yeah. Obviously no hopes here and no real valleys. I just am, you know, you get so used to the valley that you don't realize you're in one. You know what I mean? You can't see a mountain anywhere. It's just like, yeah, this is all valley.
I know that story.
Yeah. Valley of vision.
That's right. Robert
wasn't in here.
Robert was in it for 1 second.
Just a brief moment. So I'm not giving him a score.
Yeah.
10 for me.
Jesus. Full Jesus.
He's great.
Wait, isn't 10... The
10's bad. Yeah. Zero's Jesus. 10's the worst.
Wow, you think Jesus is the worst.
That's 10's tough. A Brandon Kaiser.
Yeah, that's right. Shout out. A boy. Do we do anything else there? No.
Smolder for Chris McNally.
Now we got to do a smolder for Nathan, too, though.
Yeah, I mean, neither of these guys have a lot. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. The reason the magic works is because Chris McNally is objectively attractive. Like, that's why it works. He's doing magic, but he also happens to be tall, dark, and handsome. That's why it works.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, calm down over there.
I'm flushed.
But there's no, there's nothing here that shows any smolder from either of those two, in my opinion. I don't think so. I don't even think it measures.
Magician, man.
Of course you do.
Do we got a what's calling my heart?
We always do, Brandon. In fact, we're piling them up here. We got 2 months worth.
Put them in a sack and call you Santa.
All right. Okay. This is from Kimberly Marsh. Kimberly Marsh, hey guys, love all of your Bramble Jam podcasts. What's calling my heart, this is a callback to a few weeks ago, but Panda will appreciate this, is Panda's brilliant expose into the seedy underbelly of Chuck E. Cheese's. Now, I know that Brandon Dan laughs it off, but that conspiracy was talked about around here, and she's in SoCal, for years. Absolutely believe that Chuck E. Cheese was recycling old pizzas and combining them together to mismatch pies. It's a really gross place. It was also proven they were selling crappy pizzas under the name Pasquale's, name for the character, in order to trick consumers into thinking they were ordering delivery from a fancy Italian restaurant. Now, I can't imagine anyone ordering food from a place called Pasquale's and being like, we're getting fancy Italian food tonight, guys. It's called Pasquale's. So thank you, Panda. Keep shining a light on those scam artists. Don't let anyone dull your sparkle. Sincerely, Kimberly. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you, Kimberly.
I saw the pizzas. They look ridiculous. But you know what else is ridiculous? A pizza restaurant where a big rat is the mascot. So I don't really care what the pizzas look like.
Don't talk negatively about Chuck.
Charles?
Yeah.
Charles Edward Cheese?
Yes. His last name is Cheese.
Of course it
I'll
is.
I'll have you
the
know.
The whole Cheese family. Yeah.
Exactly right. We'll be back tomorrow with another Going Until Then. Maybe the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, yeah, that Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.